I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Good morning. In less than an hour, players from here will join others from around the world. You'll be launching the largest TCG battle in the history of Pokemon. Pokemon, that word should have new meaning for all of us today. We can't be consumed by our petty differences anymore. We will unite in our common interests. Perhaps it's fate that today is the 1st of September, and you will once again be fighting for our meta. Not from Tyranitar, Battle Compressor, or Sarasic, but from Rotation. We're fighting for our right to play, to succeed! And should we win today, the 1st of September will no longer be known as an American holiday, but as the day when the world declared in one voice, we will not go quietly into the night march. We will not vanish without the fighting stadium. We are going to Aceon. We're going to Corina. Today we celebrate our Rotation Day.
And now, coming to you live from atop the Goldenrod City Radio Tower, it's the one, the only, Puckle TCG Cast!
Hello, hello, Puckleonians, and welcome to episode 70. So, we were all convinced that this was episode 70. However, this is actually episode 71. So, I beg you, whenever you hear the number 70, please imagine that it's actually 71. Back to the show. Of the Puckle TCG Cast, that's right, already 70 episodes, and hopefully we'll be here for 70 more. I am your host, Jushiro, and I am both ecstatic and exhausted after one of the best PuckleComs that we've had. We had such an amazing time, and we can't wait to talk about not only PuckleCon, of course, but the North American International in Columbus, Ohio, which we went there, we participated, we played so much TCG, we opened so many packages, boosters, it's insane, and we had a blast. And of course, with me to discuss what an amazing time we had, I have two of my favorite people. Of course, I have a lot of favorite people in Pokemon Puckle, but two of my favorite people here with me. And some say that he puts the laughter in manslaughter. It is sublime.
I put the B in subtle, too. Hello.
of course. And of course, some say that he's the only man that can do a willy on a unicycle. It's R Sigma.
Maybe if it weren't so hot outside.
Oh God, yeah.
Yes. Oh God, I'm melting. It is getting
you know,
hot.
June was the hottest month in history. They just said.
Oh God, No. I know that fire decks are really good right now, but it's way past the point. Too much fire. Let's tone it down, guys. Let's tone it down. Let's go ahead and, I mean, we definitely can do the normal, which is, hey, what have you guys been up to? But we know what we've been up to. We just went to PuckleCon, and we're going to talk about that in our topical beats, so we don't have to get too much involved. But if you want to let me know right now, what have you been up to? What are you doing? What's your favorite thing right now? Sublime, what have you been up to?
So I just came back from PuckleCon with a lot of code cards. Sorry, I had a hiccup. A lot of code cards for the TCGO. and I was like, you know what? I've kind of fallen behind on the last couple of sets. So I've mostly been catching up. Nice. And having a lot of fun with that. Very excited for a lot of the stuff coming soon and all of the new decks and updates to decks that we'll be getting.
Oh, yeah. We should definitely talk post-show in case you have something that I have extra. Let me know. I've also been, like, making decks nonstop. I was just telling you guys, and whoever participated in my post-PuckleCon stream saw that I basically constructed almost every deck except Blacephalon, because Blacephalon is kind of ridiculous right now.
Just make baby Blacephalon. Meh.
I did. That's the problem. The only thing I'm missing on the baby Blacephalon are the two flints, fiery flints, which I can't find in PTCGO available, at least not when I actually had the boosters together. It's kind of ridiculous. The prices are ridiculous at PTCGO right now, and for the third time, it's ridiculous.
That's what happens when the two best cards in Dragon's Majesty is a Quagsire and a fire and a random trainer card. So sad.
Yep.
That's such a bad set.
It is actually, yeah.
Lance. Sad.
I guess, no, not even Lance. Lance is not the next best thing. The next best thing has to be, like, Victini Prism Star.
You're right, Victini's better. But Lance is a Prism Star, too, that is playable.
Lance is close. Yeah. Lance is close. Yeah.
It's a good meh card.
Yeah, exactly.
He's in the top five cards of that set. I don't know what number five is, though. They're all so horrible.
Man, that Dragon Managed here. It's Evolutions 2.0. Anyway.
No, nothing that bad.
No, it's not that bad.
I mean, surround the Nile there. No, just you.
Evolutions
no.
gave us
nothing.
Evolutions
is, ever gonna
is
be
the
like
sword
Evolutions.
And shield of TCG, okay?
The
like where we had high expectations. And they
hey, we got we got Tool Destruction and Rattata in that set. Top cards from Evolutions, Dragonite EX, Rattata, and Brock Skrit, and nothing else.
Oh, Rattata. Oh,
good.
God.
Those anyway. Were sad times. We'd take anything. they took away our loudspeaker thing that destroyed all the tool cards and gave us nothing. Oof. Until...
Wow. Yeah. I remember those times.
Field lore was
I
great
do want
time.
To, before we jump up to the news, though, I do wanted to give a few shout outs. Like, we've mentioned PuckleCon was a few weeks ago. We had a blast, and there were some people I really want to shout out that I really appreciate. Let's just jump in. Both Anime Gravy and Sassy Hulk, you guys were amazing, super nice.
I love
to
you guys. You were some of my favorite people.
Yeah, you guys were among my favorite. You guys are so nice, so talented, and always so willing to just be nice. So you guys spew talent and niceness, and thank you so much for meeting us in PuckleCon, and I hope we get to see you every year. I know they do have their own business, which conflicts a little bit with PuckleCon sometimes because they do go on cons to cons with their art. So it's not always sure that they come to PuckleCon every year. Anime Gravy was telling me, but they will definitely try, and I hope they're able to make it because they were fantastic people. Also, duly noted, dude, you were super cool, man. Thank you so much for everything. You gave me a few rides. You were there. You're awesome. Super fun. I could tell that you were having a blast. I was having a blast with you, too. Everyone loved you. Duly, thank you for coming. Orange Avenger and his wife. Orange, dude, you're my streaming partner and buddy, but you were also my housemate there, and you were a lot of fun to hang out with. Thank you so much. I wanted to also another shout out to Jeremy. Which, because he was busy, he was staying with you, Sublime,
yes.
Right? Because he was so busy with actual competitions, I only got to meet Jeremy, like, late Saturday.
but when we were going to lunch.
Oh.
So yeah, because he'd been so busy battling that I only met him Saturday afternoon was when I finally got a chance to meet me, and I met him because he was finally out of the competition to take a break. 10 Little Men and New Edition, somewhat 10 Little Women, as we more fondly call her, which is 10 Little Men's girlfriend. You guys, as always, 10 Little Men, do not think for one second that you're, because your Rotom deck beat my Pikachu deck twice, do not think for a second that you won this battle, this war.
I've been saying, basically watched 10 Little Men grow up, so I've been calling him 10 Medium Men.
10 yeah, Medium
like,
Men
bigger
now,
than
yeah.
when I met you, damn. Stop.
Well, it's been like, what, 4 years now?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was like, oh.
Well, it's
no,
the funny
old.
Thing about Oshawott is the same thing. I feel like we're gonna watch Oshawott, which is my next one on the line to give a shout out. Watch Oshawott, who was my basement buddy. No one else in our our Airbnb wanted to go to the basement except for me. And
I would have gone to that basement, but I let you choose.
Y'all, if I'm paying for an Airbnb, I'm getting a damn bed. I don't know what y'all were thinking.
I had a nice bed. Definitely comfortable.
His air mattress
but
was
the
better
only thing
than...
about that basement, though, is that it got cold.
I like cold.
And since the only mattress, the only quilted that I had were those TV ones, the ones that you just buy so you can wrap yourself while you watch TV. It's not actually a blanket. To
it's like a Snuggie.
I would unwrap myself. Throughout the night and just freeze to death, wake up out of the cold, and then just have to like once again try
You're
to wrap
Seattle.
Myself
You're from
Seattle.
How is this bothering you? I don't understand.
Because my body temperature has never agreed with me. It will never agree with me. And forevermore, I will always be more hot or cold than I should be.
Just remember, Shamu stayed that first night in the closet.
Oh, Shamu stayed.
You went to bed before it happened.
The literal closet. I'm not even making that up. Anyway, guys.
Night two, we had an air mattress for him, so he got to sleep in the kitchen.
That was the first night when everything was a little crazy. We were all excited because we just got there, and people were, like, doing crazy stuff. But afterwards, we got our stuff together, and we weren't sleeping in closets anymore. Okay, so with that being said, let's go ahead and finally go through the news. But before we do that, thank you everyone who went to PuckleCon. Like I said, I consider it one of the best PuckleCons I've ever been. It was my fourth or fifth, and it was amazing fun. I hope you guys, for those of you who didn't make it, I know you were really bummed out that you really wanted to go. Seth Vilo, we still hate you for not
so
going.
I'm so upset Seth Vilo couldn't be there.
Yeah, complete hate. We no longer love you. We hate you. No, I'm kidding. I love you. But for those of you who didn't make it this year, please try to make it next year.
There's always next
it's
year
a lot
if you
of fun.
Make it, so don't feel bad.
Exactly. If you didn't make it, yeah, don't feel bad. It's next year. We're going to do it, and we'll see you then. Now, let's go ahead and just start with the news.
Live from the Goldenrod City Tower, it's time for Puckle News.
So, since last we've been, there's a few sets that have been revealed between Shiny Vault and all the things that are coming, which is, what's it called? What's the set?
Unified
Minds is our next set?
Thank you.
Which actually just got released coming in.
Yes, which will have our episode review next month, so stay tuned for that. That's going to be a lot of fun. We also had a few things announced, so let's go ahead and just dive right in. I'm going to start with, we've had the Shiny Vaults. I remember in the last episode, we were kind of doubtful. We didn't really know whether or not these new cards were going to be reprints or not. We finally have an answer to that, and that answer is unfortunately, it is most definitely not reprints. So for those of you that were excited or maybe hoping that Zoroark GX was getting reprinted,
here.
Mewtwo
I'm
and
right
go for it. Sorry to say.
So yep.
Sorry to say that they're not. They're definitely... it's Hidden Fates, guys. It's not Unified Minds. Hidden Fates.
I thought
Fates.
We were talking about Unified.
No, though. Unified Minds is the one coming out first. Hidden Fates is the one coming out in, like, mid-August in sets only. in box
sets. But Hidden Fates are the one that includes the alternate art.
Will be released and literally unplayable upon their release because the rotation will have happened.
Correct. I mean, Zoroark is still one of the best cards
in Standard.
In Expanded.
Sure, but like,
yeah, they will be standard. Totally playable in Expanded. That's
disappointing. Like,
which is a good. This is actually a good way of acknowledging that for those of us that, and I include myself in that bunch, that always have a trouble keeping up with Expanded, because of the amount of cards there and all that. These sets are good for that, so you can get cards that you will be using Expanded. And of course, Expanded has been growing. Like right now, we don't have a standard tournament to awards, right?
I mean, I'm terrified to see what a shiny Oranguru is going to go for, even though it's rotated out at that point. I think they're they were still sitting around $10 before the tournament. The last tournament that we were at. So we'll see how those go, because that would be a cool card to get shiny of.
Yeah, no, for sure.
I kind of want shiny Quagsire, so that'll be fun.
I kind of want shiny Quagsire too.
Shiny Quagsire, shiny Poipole. You know, fun cards.
Definitely. So, we've shown Charizard GX, Mewtwo GX, Sylveon GX, there's Sodor GX. All these cards are getting not reprinted, but have it just pre-printed again once more with alternate arts. And these cards will be available around, I think you mentioned that it was August?
Like, August 23rd is when you can't buy loose booster packs of this. You can only buy them from box sets. Ugh, I believe there is a Mewtwo... Yeah, you get them every year. There is a Mewtwo and Mew promo box set coming out August 23rd, I believe. And the Mew is Bench Barrier Mew, so it's not like that's a bad card.
Yeah, that's a card you
need. Alternate art. You get like 3 packs from it, so it could be a fun time.
It's a good excuse to buy it.
Yep.
Yeah, that said.
Yeah. Just another way to shut down Pikarom, right?
Oh,
shut up.
Sadly, the cards in this set that... Oh, some of them are real bad. They're from like the family packs in Japan where you teach little kids how to play games.
Oh, no.
So you get GX cards with like one below average attack on them. So they're really bad.
Of course.
So I would not recommend getting these unless you're getting a promo card that you will use with them. Yeah. Which I believe Zoroark is actually one of the promos that you can get at the front of the pack. So, or with the packs.
But then again, Sodorak GX is not like Sodorak GX have been hard to get now since they were tinned for us too.
I know, but so it's shiny Zoroark. Yeah. It's got the blue hair.
It is shiny. That is true. But these are cards that you might not want to actually buy because maybe you're not as interested in Expanded, or maybe you just have these cards and they're not interested in you. But there might be something you might be interested in. Sigma. You were mentioning something about some arena decks.
Yeah, so battle arena decks are supposedly coming back. I don't always trust them because I believe they kept saying that the white Kyurem and black Kyurem battle arena decks were coming out for the longest time. I don't think the Landorus ones ever did come out. So,
no,
fingers crossed.
I forget. Arena decks not... The cards in it aren't playable, right?
They are playable.
No, yes, they are.
The World Championships deck. Yeah.
No, they are great. Oh, remember a couple years
ago. Keldeo, that's what got me into the game.
They had the Rayquaza Blastoise one with Keldeo.
Yeah.
And everyone was buying that arena box because it had Keldeo and Rayquaza EX, and everyone just needed that.
It's like,
that deck.
Oh, if you buy two, you get a full playset of battle compressors. Yes.
Oh, I missed that.
It was the standard at the time.
It was a really, really good set. And it looks like these are going to be similar. Yeah. Because what we have are Battle Arena decks for Ultra Necrozma and Rayquaza GX.
Both very strong cards to build decks around.
Yeah,
both
strong cards.
Both not rotating from Standard.
And so both can one-shot stuff. I love a one-shot.
Yes. Yes, it is very sad for Rayquaza, though. Because it loses Fickavault, and that's how it really powers up in Standard. So that's going to be a little awkward for it. Ultra Necrozma is in a better place.
I guess you Malamars could pair it with anywhere. Pikarom now. That gets a lot of energy on there. Yeah. There you go.
But, these are kind of... These seem like they're going to be like structure decks for Yu-Gi-Oh! Where if you buy two of them, you can have a functioning standard deck. Because each one comes with two of the face card. So if you buy the Ultra Necrozma one, you get two Ultra Necrozmas. Same with the Rayquaza. You also get a Prism Star in each one. So... Rayquaza is probably going to come with either Shaymin or Tapu Koko, And I'm gonna hope that the Alterna Krasma comes with Ditto, but it'll probably be Lunala. Probably.
Mm. Yeah, it's gonna be something like that. Yeah.
You get 6 foil basic energies, and it also touts having tournament level cards like Cynthia and Erica's Hospitality. So,
which y'all underrated.
And one of the supporters is going to have a new art.
Very cool.
That's exciting.
I love foil energy. These I wish all energy was foil energy.
Those are hard to get a
same
hold
as
of.
I wish every single trainer now was full art.
I don't know. Just get rid of some of these promo trainers that are coming out in the Japanese sets, their reprints are really cool looking. And we're getting them as promos too. Ooh, they're just regular foil trainers, but with alternate art.
Okay. Now, these usually run for $29.99. They haven't specifically said how much these will go.
I think the originals were like $29.99 for the bundle. I think they started selling them individually for $20 each. Because I think the MSRP on the originals were $40 for 2 decks. So, but if you want to get into competitive, these are usually
this is a
good
really
spot.
Good starting point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a good value and with it comes these just... cards.
Yes.
Yep. Yes, it is. So there you have it, guys. The Rayquaza GX versus Alternate Krasma GX Battle Arena decks are hitting here on October 4th in America and Europe. Now, moving on to the next little piece of news. Other set that we haven't discussed yet have been revealed, all cards, and we wanted to do a small little review here of only one
super
card each. Both because we wanted to save a lot of it of time, and also because we barely had to dig real deep to find 3 good cards.
I mean,
or at least 3 pseudo good cards we can talk about in that set.
We could make a top 5, but yeah, we could. Don't think we could stretch further than that.
We could have, but we decided to do just top 3, or at least the 3 cards that we like the most. And I'm going to go ahead and start this. This is, of course, from Remix Bout. This set is coming, I believe, very soon.
I think it releases this week
in Japan.
Japan,
it comes out.
In Japan, Friday. Yes. And it's
for us,
to be out in Japan.
It will be November. For us, it's November. So, it's sad.
So let's go ahead and tackle these. I'm going to go ahead and go first. And I chose Alolan Persian GX. This is the Darkness with HP 200 Stage 1 Evolution from Alolan Meowth, and it has an ability and 2 attacks. Its ability, Smug Face, as you know it gotta have, prevent all effects of attacks, including damage done to this Pokemon by your opponent's tag team Pokemon Ultra Beast and Pokemon with special energy attached to them. Basically, it gives you a free pass for a turn. Then,
it's an ability.
Its attack is Claw.
It's an ability, yeah. It's not when this Pokemon evolves. It just sits there with that ability on.
Oh, yes. Sorry. That's awesome. And then you have Claw Slash for 120 for 1 Darkness and 2 Colorless, which is pretty standard. And Stalking Claw GX. This attack does, for the same amount of energies, this attack does 120 to one of your opponent's bench Pokemon. Oh, one of your opponent's Pokemon in general could be the active. Don't apply weakness and resistance or any effects to that Pokemon. Wow. Don't apply weakness and resistance.
Well, it's on the bench.
I mean,
weakness
to bench.
To fighting.
That's typical.
Yes. It doesn't say the bench.
This attack does 120 damage to one of your opponent's Pokemon. That's the bench. You can choose the bench when it says that.
I wouldn't be surprised if the English translation is if it's a bench.
Exactly.
Pokemon,
it's better.
Don't apply weakness.
I hope so, because if you can't do
attack for weakness, you should only be using this on the bench because the regular attack does the same amount of
does
damage.
Does the same amount.
No. I just realized that, yeah. So it's okay if it doesn't apply weakness.
To be fair, it ignores effects on the opponent's active Pokemon if you use the GX attack, so maybe that's relevant, but...
Okay, that is relevant. Anyway, weakness of fighting, resistance to psychic, retreat cost of 2. Let's go ahead and start with Sublime.
Okay.
What do you think about little
Alolan
Persian?
I want it to be good. I do. Because I love Persian. I love Alolan Persian. Mm-hmm. Silent Labs shuts it down.
There's a lot
of stuff that... I think we're getting more stuff that shuts this down, too. That just, like, completely ignores any effects that are blocking your Pokemon. So I don't think it's going to be good. I want it to be good, because I really like the idea of, like, a dark toolbox. It's getting a lot of the tools it needs for that sort of a thing. It's just not there, I don't think. And 120 is bad. On a GX, I want more. I don't know.
I mean, 120 is what I expect from GXs at this point. So, Like 3 energy, 120, or 110 to 130 is about what the going rate is.
I mean, like, if you're not able to two-shot something, it's a problem. We won't have choice band, so there's a lot of stuff this won't be two-shotting, which I don't care.
You also don't have DCE. Well,
it does shut out Pikachrom, though. That's,
yeah, it does.
Pikachrom doesn't hit it back.
But, yeah. I mean, it could if it used its GX, which does 200.
Yeah.
Although it has to get past the ability. I mean,
it has to be playing Lysander, or it has to be playing the band, whatever. The
Silent Lab?
Power Plant.
Or Power Plant, yeah. Which power, it can, yeah, it's because Pikachrom doesn't have an ability on it, so.
Except the other option is to be playing Lysander Labs to stop the stupid Shedinja decks that are probably still going to be here after rotation. I hate those
decks.
Yeah,
those Shedinja decks are fun.
I hate those decks.
Oh, so much. I know what to play against you next time now. It is worth noting that we are losing double colorless energy, although we do have triple energy acceleration in play. As you guys know at home, triple energy does have the disadvantage of you have to discard it at the end of your turn, so you can only use it for one turn, while double colorless energy would stay on your Pokemon. So having an attack which has a two colorless cost is no longer the... not privilege. What's the other word that I'm looking for?
It's not what it used to be.
Yeah.
It's not the luxury. It's not.
It's not an advantage to have two colorless in your price.
Exactly.
Anymore.
It's no longer something that was
how convenient.
It's a great it's no Pokemon because you can only use exactly.
Although I will say,
it's no longer like a convenient advantage to be that.
It's not great energy acceleration, but if you're playing with some Incineroar GX, you can be real cheeky too with the Greninja Zoroark GX attack. They can just pull them without having to run the lines. You can get a lot of energy on the board, and then we're getting Weavile.
Yep.
So prices for dark attacks are not really an issue if you're running that collection of cards, but
can't you just Nanu this out too?
You could,
I think.
You could.
So it's toolbox option.
Yep.
So with that, I like it. I like the attacks. I like the abilities. I like the HP. It's not really that bad. I give it an effective. I think this Alolan Persian might be able to do a little bit of play in the coming months. What about you, Sublime?
For me, it's between effective and not very effective. If I had to commit to one, I'd probably say not very effective, though.
Okay, there you go. And what about you, Sigma?
I'm ineffective. I think Ultra Beasts are still going to be strong, and same with tag teams. Though often they'll be running mixed decks, like Zapdos in the Pikachrom decks, so... they'll have answers to it, but it can still be annoying for them. So,
and while we're in the topic of Ultra Beast and tag team, how are they ever going to make Dynamax Pokemon?
No,
let's not think about it yet. In the TCG, I don't want to know.
Putting those giant promo cards in play.
So, in order to get them out on the field, you have to discard Pokemon not from the sets that are for Sword and Shield.
Oh my god. All of a sudden, Pokemon aren't getting printed. Let's go for the next one. You're killing me.
Sublime.
Alright, so you know I had to represent for my pick. You know I had to represent for Snivy, because Snivy's getting a tag team Pokemon card with Venusaur and Snivy GX. And it has a really good ability. It has the ability Shining Vine. Oh, before I get to that, though, 270 HP.
Which is great.
Yeah. That is,
it's the same as Celebi.
That's a lot of HP.
If you're taking three prize cards, I want more than 240 on it, because that's a little too easy to reach.
Look at it this way. Snivy and Celebi are equals.
Yeah, exactly.
They give it the same HP.
Yeah.
It's good.
Weakness to fire and retreat cost of 3. So its ability, Shining Vine, if this is your active Pokemon, whenever you attach a grass energy from your hand to this Pokemon during your turn, you may choose one of your opponent's benched Pokemon and switch it with their active. Hello, you're done.
That's
there you
really,
go.
Really, really
in this,
good ability.
In this era, right, we don't have anything just about Custom Catcher.
Guzma.
Guzma's rotating.
Custom Catcher. Guzma's leaving
you
is what
custom
I was supposed
catcher.
I was going to finish.
Tricky because it's, you have to play to it once. So it's very limited in what decks can run that. Frankly, I think if you're going to do the custom catcher like thing, you need to be doing a greens exploration kind of stuff for that to be really consistent, which limits what you're playing with in the first place.
Guys, home, green
go ahead.
Sorry. Oh, no, just explaining real quick, Green Exploration for the guys at home. That's the new trainer card, one of my favorite cards right now, that if you're playing no Pokemon with abilities, you're able to search for your deck for up to two trainer cards and put them onto your hand. It's a fantastic,
it's phenomenal, but it requires you to play card. A deck or make sure you don't have on the field anyway Pokemon with abilities. So you have to be very mindful of that when building with it. But that's really the only good, like, Lysander effect we have. So this having Shining Vine, I think, is the best part of the card. But let's get to the rest of it anyway. main attack is Forest Dump, which is a grass and triple colorless. And it does 160. Mm-hmm. I'm whelmed.
You're whelmed.
I'm whelmed. I mean, it one-shots a Dedenne, which I guess it can pull up with Shining Vine. That's pretty good. That's the only upside, though. And then its GX attack is called Solar Blast GX, which is three colorless energy. This attack does 50 damage to each of your opponent's Pokemon. So maybe a Spirit Tomb partner. I don't know. Wait, no, not Spirit Tomb. Never mind. I was thinking about that backwards. Maybe a Weezing partner.
I mean, I think what you kind of want to do is just keep putting grass energies on.
You do, because it
slowly
lets you
whittling everything down to Solar Beam and KO.
You could.
Everything.
You got to be mindful. Like, you got to be careful if they have a switch or something. But yeah. And then if you have at least two additional energy attached to it, in addition to the three, you heal all damage from all of your Pokemon. So that's
good. Yeah.
That's what the Venusaur Celebi effect is too, isn't it?
I think it shuffles in too. But yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, that ability is very powerful.
Yeah. I that ability, I love
grass
it.
Grass really hurts it right now, grass though, energy. Because, I mean, what's the best deck in format?
Fire.
Yeah.
Something fire. Which fire, I don't know. But something fire is probably going to burn it.
Blacephalon, Baby Blacephalon, Reshazard. Like, it's not a good time to be grass.
We're losing weakness policy, but we're getting weakness policy energy, so maybe you play that with it.
Yeah. I mean, the fire decks can hit one-shots without even weakness anyway. Though.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is true, too. So let's go ahead and give this a rating. Sublime, this is your card. So what do you
get? I want to love it. I think it's effective at best because, like, the ability is really strong. That is a very strong ability. But the rest of it, I don't think is top tier. Like, the ability is why you play this card.
Yeah, I agree. I do agree with that. However, I do like the attack, though. Although it's a bit expensive, I know.
Underwhelming.
160 is not bad, though. It's true, but you do have the advantage of, number one, you're out damaging a Pikachu, for example. Well, a non-electro powered Pikachu.
It costs an extra energy,
and
though.
It has no. You can't attack on the next turn. It has no. It's just a plain old good.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm not sure if this. I'm not sure if this attack really is going to be called Forest Dump.
Yeah, that might be.
But I hope it's not.
Forest Dump.
However, 160 is just a magnificent amount of damage in my perspective.
Especially for four energy.
I'm giving this effective, at least.
I think I'd rather be playing Rowlet Alolan Exeggutor, which I'm sure you guys will be talking about on the next episode. It has the same HP, but it's better for grass decks.
Well, they do very different things, too.
They do very different things.
So you might want to put this in your grass deck in general, right? Just for the ability.
Yeah, maybe. But it has to be in the active, so
that's a little hard. That is a little bit tricky.
If it was a bench ability,
it would be super effective. I completely agree.
Yes, but being in the active kind of sucks.
There you go. So not very effective?
Not very effective, no.
There we go. So you got two effective and one not very effective for Venusaur and Snake.
That's valid.
Now, this is not the only pair of starters that are combined. Sigma, take it away.
All right, so we have plenty of fire support, so I picked the fire tag team, Charizard and Braixen GX. They are a fire type of 270 HP. They are a tag team Pokemon, so when they are KO'd, your opponent gets three prizes. Their one attack is fire, 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 colorless, shiny flare, 180 damage. That's the power we're looking for. And you may search your deck for up to three cards and put them in your hand, then shuffle your deck.
It's pretty powerful.
Yeah.
That's pretty powerful, even in a world... It's a powerful right now without anything else. It's powerful in a world where Kiawe exists.
Kiawe's gone.
We'll be losing
and it's
Kiawe.
Even... And it's,
but we have Welder.
Yeah, so. We are losing
we have Welder, though.
Standard. But we do have Welder, which is
and
four
Volcanion,
energies.
For that matter.
Three energies in one turn, yeah. So... And notice this lacks something that is very, very specific to all fire Pokemon.
An ability?
You're not discarding energies.
Mm-hmm.
Although,
so
neither
you're
does
Reshazard.
Those four
energies there
they,
and they
yeah, I'm going to bring that up at the end of this card.
Okay, go ahead.
anyways, it's GX attack Crimson Flame Pillar. For a fire energy, attach 5 basic energy cards from your discard pile to your Pokemon in any way you like. If this card has at least one extra energy attached to it, in addition to this attack's costs, your opponent's active Pokemon is now burned and confused. Who cares? Weak to water.
That's interesting.
Retreat is 3. Resistance, none.
Okay. So, I like it. Let me start this time. Like I said, 180. That's a solid amount of damage. You're not discarding any energies. It's not telling that you can't attack on your next turn, so no switching involved either. It's a solid 180. It is for 4 energies, which is pretty expensive.
But for fire, it's not even expensive.
Like we just talked.
Right?
It's nothing. That you can burn through that immediately and get that energy on turn 2.
Mm-hmm.
So, not even a problem for this deck. Its GX attack is a little bit to be lacking, but you don't need, like, you only need 1 GX attack per game. So, choose your GX attack wisely. That's why you have multiple ones in
you
your
deck.
You
wouldn't use
so
this GX attack most
use.
Of the time.
You probably, yeah. Exactly. Unless you're really struggling and you need the energies, you really shouldn't be using this GX
but
attack.
But if you're playing anyway. Fire, you should at least have that's... Fiery Flint, which makes it very unnecessary.
Fire Crystal exists
what
these
are
days.
You
yeah, so like... Oh, you're right. I'm thinking from the deck, not from the discard pile. Either way, between the two, you should not need this GX attack.
Yeah.
No, well, I can think of one reason, and that's because you're playing Magcar Go GX, and I feel bad for you if that's what your choice of fire Pokemon is.
Okay.
I'm so sorry for you.
So, Sublime, what do you think in general for a Charizard and Brixen?
Fire has so much support right now, so you could play this and it would be effective. I don't love 180 damage. The effect is really strong on the attack. You can just get 3 of whatever you need that with doing damage. That is pretty phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it. I also love... Can I just say I love the art they've been doing for the tag teams?
Yes.
So much. I hate digital art on TCG cards.
Oh, God,
and
yes.
Now they're, like, hand-drawing all these tag teams, and it is gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. I think it's the same artist on all of them, too.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
I've been
who's been around
it.
Since the origins of the game? Too?
Mitsushiro. Yeah, Mitsushiro Arita.
Yeah.
Right, like, the art they've been
sorry,
doing
I didn't see the U.
For the tag teams, it's just been top-notch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also notice that for, it's Snivy and Oshawott for Blastoise and Venusaur.
No, it's Piplup.
It's Piplup, like Oshawott.
Oh, it is Piplup, sorry.
No, Oshawott's not a marketable
I
Pokemon.
Both of them recently.
Shady. Ooh.
It's true.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, it's too cute. Put freckles on it.
I mean,
make
but it,
it
is
a...
cute. It is cute.
Make it flawed. Make it flawed. Freckle it.
I find Oshawott endearing. It's not Snivy, but it's endearing.
Yeah. Anyway, so what do you give, or what are you giving this?
I think I'm ineffective. I don't think you run it over Reshazards, but I can see it as like a one of in those decks.
That's what's so nice is you can just splash it in.
It kind of stinks that it doesn't have anything it's going to do for 2 or 3 energies when you welder on 2 energies and put another attachment. Whereas with Reshazard, you at least have the GX attack to just nuke something.
Yep.
While you wait to get to that 4th energy. So you probably have to run it with Volcanion or something weird like that. So, yeah, it's just kind of okay.
Yeah.
Searching is strong.
The search is strong.
I give it an effective as well. I just like the amount of damage.
It's not.
Solid. Amount of HP, solid. What is your expectation?
Listen, I expect one-shots out of my tag teams. I do.
But no tag team does one-shots right now.
Reshazard one-shots.
What would a GX attack?
It does 200 damage.
230.
Oh, sorry. You say Reshiram.
Oh, yeah. Reshazard one-shots every other turn.
Yeah.
But
Every other turn. That's the same as two-shot.
No. One-shots, with the 230, you're one-shotting a lot of stuff.
Oh, I know, you can't use it next turn.
Yeah, then you use the GX attack.
Yeah. I know.
And you one-shot, and then you
But you
back.
Do run out.
And then you're done. You're done by the time, exactly.
Or you're fighting someone with Black Market out, and you're taking no prizes as you slowly whittle them down.
That's another thing that one-shots.
Yes. Because that's the thing about fighting regular Pokemon with tag teams is that no matter how much damage you think you're doing, you're losing the prize exchange. I've learned that the bad way against 10 little men.
Pikarom gets a pass because it can take multiple prizes when it gets the KOs.
Yeah, well, the issue is, right, I went to PuckleCon with no decks.
Because you had come from another trip, so you weren't able to pack them. Yeah.
Yeah, so I didn't really pack for it. But I went first the first night, shout out to both Dr. Shimu and Scrawn for let me borrowing their cards to build a Pikachrom deck. But then when we went to Nationals the very next day, I bought most of the cards. I'm like, I'm going to jump right in and just buy everything. And I built Pikachrom. So I was testing Pikachrom against 10 Little Men's Rotom deck, and I was consistently just putting Pikachrom out because that's the point of the deck, right? That's your end goal, is to have Pikachrom. And he would just, I would like kill his Rotom one prize and then use the other attack and kill two of his Rotom and then three prizes, and then he would just knock out my Pikachrom and we're tied. So it's like I was not realizing that the price exchange was not going in my favor. And then on the third game, when I finally realized what the mistake I was doing, I didn't play at all Pikachrom. I only played Zapdos and Seraora GX and completely beat him.
Oh yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. That's why Zapdos is there.
Yeah, and he tapped out and immediately gets two wins, he's good to go. Yeah,
it's the only reason that Zapdos... It's the main reason Zapdos is there.
Although
it does
strong after rotation, unfortunately.
You still have a lot of switches, and Switch is still here.
You still have escape rope, switches, and a few other
Zero Aura is still here. It might not be... Well, a skateboard with Jirachi with switches as well as Zero Aura. Make it still strong enough, I think.
It's still strong, but I don't think it's going to be as strong.
You lose Escape Rope. That's true. Escape Rope and Guzma kind
of
stink.
Yeah, the loss of Escape Rope. Yeah.
Wait, we lose Escape Rope?
I don't know if we lose Escape Rope.
I do believe we do.
No, we don't.
They may have reprinted it.
I think Escape Rope got reprinted.
I don't think it did.
I may be wrong. We get someone Google that while we continue on with the show. So let's go ahead and... Well, that's the end, actually, of the news. We gave our...
Regisero, what did you rate it? I didn't hear your rating. Okay,
effective.
I guess I'll give it effective, too.
Because I like the damage.
It's five, I guess.
It's okay, card.
Exactly.
Yeah. So this is for Remix Bout, and it's going to come out soon. It's going to come out in July 5th in Japan. I assume this will be arriving, maybe, around August for us. Well, not August, actually. October, maybe.
Burning Shadows.
We'll definitely get there.
Burning Shadows was our last escape rope.
Yep, it's gone. Okay.
Bye.
That's why Zapdos is not in a good spot.
I thought escape rope was sticking around. That sucks. Anyway, so let's go ahead and move on to Topical Beach.
Grab your ice-cold Corsola Cola and pull up a chair. It's time for Topical Beach.
And we are back. Feel the sun in your eyes, the wind in your face, and the sand under your feet. It's Topical Beach, and we're going to hear discussed both the International North American Championships and the PocoCon and the decks that participated and won that championship. So let's go ahead and just start. We already talked a lot about PocoCon at the beginning of the show, so I don't want to talk more. I was going to leave that part to here. But there is one thing I do want to ask you real quick, and that is just your highlights. So I'm going to go ahead and start my highlight of the PuckleCon and both Nationals was just being there with my friends. No, I'm kidding. It's definitely the side events. I had a lot of fun, and I wanted to take a moment and talk about that after Sublime and Sigma have their chance to speak about their favorite moment. Those side events are so much fun. And I wanted to take the moment to talk to it on the show because I believe that it's kind of like a unsung thing that people do not know that you can go to Pokemon Championships, you can go to tournaments, even if you're not participating, and there's so much to do. So much to participate, and there's prizes galore. So definitely side events were among my favorite things other than pulling cards alongside Art Sigma. As
and
well
watching
as
10 Little Men get all the well good stuff. Oh, no. That was Sigma this year, though.
That was me, though. That was me this time.
It's always
I guess 10 Little Women opened the Ultra Shiny pack and got the Shiny Kartana GX, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If I remember correctly.
So. He did.
Good to her.
So that was my favorite. I want to hear Sublime's favorite now. Sublime, what was your favorite part about
PuckleCon? My favorite part about PuckleCon was probably Friday night at the barcade / pizza place. So fun.
That was great.
So fun. That was probably is like, oh, this is the most fun. And then the most fun, I think, Pokemon thing, it's always the building battle. That is always such a fun thing to do.
Oh, yeah.
Except the one time I pulled...
Except Friday.
Oh, God. Oh, Stupid God. Friday. Yeah, I don't want to think
what happened.
When I pulled a Alolan Persian, not Alolan Persian, just Persian, it was the Caterday Persian, and Sea King like the cards it wanted me to build around, and it was the biggest piece of garbage I've ever seen they give you to build a deck around.
I lost so many Sea Kings.
I was so angry. It was so bad. But every other time I played, it was fun. Great.
Nice. Seeking should not
and
be a rare.
Sigma, what was your favorite part of PuckleCon?
I was looking forward to building battles before I even got there. Mm-hmm. So I was happy that those were there. Though Friday, I was a little disappointed because we didn't have Unbroken Bonds until Saturday.
Which made no sense.
That is true. When I pretended
so we played,
the bonds, I wanted Unbroken Bonds and nope.
It's like, oh, you get to choose between these.
Yeah,
it's like you get to pick Lost Thunder, Celestial Storm, which no one wants. Or what was it? It wasn't Ultra Prism. It was the one between the two. Forbidden Light. Also.
Forbidden Light.
It's like you could try to get a Malamar.
It was either a great set that you're probably going to get nothing good out of the boost because of how big that set is.
It's still your best choice, though.
I opened well in that.
At least still get something useful if you do pull something.
I opened well.
Well, the problem is with 200 cards, it's hard to get those useful
ones. Yeah, but at least there's more useful cards. Like, if you get the other sets, you're not likely to get anything you're likely to play.
I feel like there were Naga Nadels maybe in the like cards that they gave you to build with.
You got a Naga Nadel promo in them, so.
No, it wasn't a promo. It was just one of the cards that they gave you. It was like Sea King.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like Sea King, except significantly better because it's a Naga Nadel.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if this is... Oh, Sigma, are you done with your favorite thing?
Yeah, the side events are great.
Okay. So I'm gonna go ahead and jump in. One of Sigma's favorite things is he's too cool
to mention
to just announce
it.
Because
it's so amazing
to mention it because that's how Sigma.
Oh, are you talking about my entry packs?
No, we're talking about
we're walking in the door.
We're talking about your pull.
No, we're talking about your pull. So me and Sigma decided, right? So we managed to get because of the side events, we managed to get a few tickets. And Sigma
we should
and
explain
like,
what
hey,
tickets are actually.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. So when you participate in the side tournaments, tournaments, you get tickets for participating and tickets for winning or KOing or whatever is the objective of the side activity. You get the tickets. Those tickets then can be then exchanged for prices. And the prices are decent. They're not like, no, you know, they're not bad prices. They're really good prices. Unless you're talking about the mats are terrible. Yeah, depends on. But we decided that me and Sigma were going to pull our tickets together and get a box and just split it between the two. So we did so far. We went over there. He's like, okay, so pick the box. And I'm like, me? Me pick the box? You're our Sigma. You pick the box. There's a lot
so
more chances
got,
that you're going to get a lucky
Unbroken
one.
Unbroken Bonds box, yes?
Yes.
Yep, and we bought an Unbroken Bonds. And we went, right? We continue on. We didn't open at the moment, right? Well, we're going to do it once we get to the Airbnb. And so far, we did the activities. And at the end of the day, we went back to our Airbnb. It's time to open packets. We open it. Our Sigma lets me choose, which was my mistake. I should have told him to choose. I should have pushed back, and I didn't. And I'm like, you know what? And then I reached my hand onto the left side, left side of the box. And I'm like, no, let's take the right side of the box. So I took the right side box, right? And he took the left, that side. The first booster that the man
No, it was
opened.
The second. It was the second or third.
It was the second?
Second or
oh,
third.
I thought it was the
this
first.
This is a $100 card.
It was one of the first ones.
200.
He got the Rainbow Secret Rare Reshiram Charizard. You know, the $200 card.
Yeah.
From that set.
Have you sold it yet?
And he stole...
No, I'm probably going to sell it in the next week or two. It has to be sold before the promo comes out.
For the price
out.
Of that card, he can get all the...
All the Jirachis.
All these good cards.
All the Jirachis.
Yeah, all the Jirachis and the Dene that he wants. Anyway, he pulled that baby, and we all started screaming and laughing, and it was hilarious because people were like, let me see it, but they were touching it like it were, I don't know, like we were passing around uranium.
Well, I mean, we did put it in sleep, like, right away, too, so luckily.
Everyone's like, let me see it, let me touch it. And we did, and then when, like, I started, and I got all the bad boosters, right? Then our Sigma opens like the fourth or fifth, and he got the full art golden Pokegear 3.0, and he's like, he looked at me and he saw such pity. He took such pity on me. He's like, Jashiro, you can have
it's like, I'll take one of your garbage packs.
Yeah, I'm good. I think Reshiram Charizard's enough. You can have this one. And I'm like, I would have said no, but at this point, I'll take it. Thank you.
It's like, you can throw that in.
Oh, it was so much fun.
You can run that in your peeker
box. We have to do, now we have to do that every year.
Yeah.
Sigma.
Oh,
we
definitely.
Have to share a box.
I also pulled an alternate art Buzzwole Faramosa in that.
Oh, yes, you. Yeah,
the alternate arts are gorgeous as well.
They are. I kept that one because I can use that.
Yeah. That's the other thing I was, like, talking with some of us. So I was talking about one of my co-workers, and obviously my co-workers do like Pokemon. They're really high, actually. They're really good at Pokemon Go. We have, like, a raid team and everything. So I was explaining the event and all that, and they were like, oh, man, I used to remember when I used to play Pokemon trading card when I was a kid and all that. And I'm like, you should see the cards right now. They look nothing like the originals, but they're so beautiful. And I show them the pack teams and the GX, and they're like, oh my god, these cards are so pretty. I'm like, I know, they're so pretty now. It only took them like 20 years, but now they're all so pretty.
I mean, as much as I hate the power level of the tag teams, I do like the art.
The art is always fantastic. The best thing about them. Just never make any digital art again. Thing. Just hand draw all of them, please.
Or well, with that being said, let's go ahead and move on to a little bit of side events. We already talked plenty of it, but just wanted to give this is my PSA, my public service announcement. Guys, go to these events, even if it's not a Pokemon, even if it's in your city or in a city next to you that you could drive at least, you know, comfortably and not be hours and hours. And go, even if you're not participating, if you're not aiming to go to the world champion, because the side events are so much fun, the prizes are so much fun, and you meet more people that love Pokemon just like you. And I think Pokemon is not doing a great job at announcing all of those extra activities that they have for Pokemon fans, because they focus on the players that are participating in the championship, which obviously it's their day, of course, they're there to participate and to see who's the very best they can ever be. However, those side events are extremely fun. We participated in things like like Sublime and Sigma said, the build and battle, which you pay $20 and they give you a pre-release box with some
four boosters.
You build
and
right there
how
and
many
fight
cards
right there.
Is it to build with? Like 27 maybe?
Yeah, like 30 or so.
Yeah,
30 cards, and then they give you four boosters,
and
with, between the 30 cards
card
and the four.
You can do it with like the 30 cards they give you, but hopefully you open like two cards you can add
hopefully
to your deck
you get
from the booster.
Yeah, you get at least a GX or something, or trainers that allow you to do good draw support or something. That's
if
you're doing pre-releases, guy.
Yeah,
draw support is what you're aiming for. So if you go to future pre-releases and you're opening those boosters, do not get so excited for the GXs that you might pull.
But do. Check I have trainers. Never pulled a GX.
Actually, the GXs are really strong in that format.
That's
too.
A good way to win.
True,
that
is
well,
true.
If you just pull a GX.
It's like, oh, you have a Melmetal.
So we had tournaments. We had tournaments that were standard tournaments with four prizes. Those were fun, but they're a long time, of course. But they were still fun. You sure. have the
booster battles.
I didn't participate in that. I wish I did though. But there's the one prize battle.
Booster battles, yes.
Which is basically you get a booster. You make a deck out of that booster. You play for one prize, and the rules are that anything can evolve to anything as long as it's basic to stage one to stage two. That's the rule. And you build your deck, and then you play for one prize. It's super fast, but super fun. So highly recommended to do as well. And then, of course, for my VGC friends, wait till the battle cast, because we're not going to talk about that. No, I'm kidding. VGC had all those side events. They had tournament. They had the free-for-all, which was surprising, which people tried to... So the free... another funny anecdote. The free-for-all in the VGC area side event, only one judge was managing. And they didn't give him any instructions, so he was just giving tickets away as he saw fit.
It really was a free-for-all.
It really was a free-for-all, so he was giving
some people got a lot more tickets than they should have. And, like, let's be clear, 100 tickets is a $40 value, because they were selling Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon for 100 tickets, I think.
Yep.
So, like, if you're just handing out tickets, that's free money.
Mm-hmm. And they were in that one, but when people when people finally realized that was a way of farming for tickets in a way, like you could just do free for all, no one was playing that, so it was like open, available always. And the judge was like, "Sure, tickets here, tickets there, tickets everywhere." But then people started to play, they lost connections with the 3DSs, and it all hell broke loose. So it didn't turn out as people thought it was going to.
Also, the Pokemon finally, Go event was a really good way to farm.
Thank you. I've been talking too much. Sublime, take it away. Yeah. Talk about the...
So it was really cool. It was basically like a scavenger hunt using your Pokemon Go account, where the more like events you checked off on it, the more tickets they give you. If you did 12 out of 15, you'd get 10 tickets, which is... That's like $40, and it cost $5 to enter, so it's like
basically you could buy, you completed that, and you could buy Sun and Moon.
If you didn't have it, you could have gotten Ultra Sun or Ultra Moon.
For $5.
Yep, for $5, essentially.
For $5.
They had to be operating at a loss after that event for their prices, because everyone was doing it, because it's like, this is the easiest 10 tickets you'll get. You have to, like, put in some effort.
You put in a little work.
Yeah,
but it wasn't free.
It wasn't exactly difficult.
But it wasn't hard.
Yeah.
It wasn't hard for us too, because we had the advantage of
a network.
We
of
brought
support
a team, right?
In each other.
Yeah, we had over 30 people.
Yeah,
there
it's like, oh, I need to make a trade
so
across
how
many
of support. We worked all together to
Ten
get everything
men.
Real quick.
Let's trade.
Yep.
It was great. I traded a Corsola for Pachirisu.
That's awesome. Anyway, so those side events were amazing. They're fun, and there really are, I think, not many people know of them. Please go participate. They're a whole lot of fun. Now, lastly, let's talk real quick about the North America
International
Championships. International, thank you. Specifically, the last two decks, right?
The finals.
Let's go ahead and just tackle those.
Yep. Yeah.
The finals. And we were really excited for them. We were waiting. Yep. We were hoping. We were all putting our bids on.
Jashiro and I were on opposite sides of who we wanted to win.
We were. So we were all bidding to see which decks were going to go. And finally, when they did arrive, we ended up with Pika Chrom versus Zoroark. But it was a different
kind
of Zoroark.
It's like a
Zoroark
toolbox, would we call it?
I think it's basically what it is. Yeah, a Zoroark toolbox deck. Yeah.
It's Zoroark is the moral of the story.
So let's go ahead and just dive right in there. Let's go ahead and through this. I'm going to go real quick on the Pika Chrom first. Pika Chrom was pretty standard. It contained the Pika Chrom, Pikachu, and Zekrom GX. Two of those. You got the two Zoroarks for the free retreat cost. You got the two Zapdos for the
put in a lot of work
at the beginning of the game. It did. We got the Tapu Koko's Prism Star, the Tapu Koko GX for that surprise kill. We got that Raikou, Marshadow, Marshadow. We got the two Dedenes GX, a Tapu Lele GX, Wobbuffet, and one Marshadow. Which Marshadow?
That
is
the
one
that you use to destroy stadiums.
Yep.
Oh, the Let Loose.
No, Let Loose is the two up higher.
Oh.
The bottom one after the Wobbuffet is the one that you can sacrifice
how you can,
on your bench to
destroy
get rid of Prism Star
stadiums, yes.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
There we go.
It is a solid like, one of.
Yes. Splashable, because the attack is colorless, and it will hurt Ultra Beasts.
It hurts Buzzwole.
Yep.
It's just kind of okay against other ones.
Yeah. But still, for like it's very splashable. So,
it's a pretty standard Pika Chrom deck with obviously a little bit of all the, a lot of flair, includes a Raikou. Raikou normally is not included.
Gotta think about your tech cards are there. Like this.
Yep. So, exactly. You got the Wolf. A Wolf that's usually not included in a Pika Chrom deck, but it was a solid deck that was piloted by my man, and I forgot to grab his
Emery
name.
Taylor.
Emery Taylor.
Thank you. Emery Taylor. Congratulations on second place, which will go to the first place deck right now, and I'll let Sublime take it away,
was...
and then we're going
to
go ahead and discuss.
Congratulations to
this.
Stefan Ivanov from France. They asked him, what advice could you give to new players? And he said, play Zoroark. I loved it. Yes,
did he really?
He did.
And then you get banned because it's
rotated. He said, well, I was going to say play Zoroark, but it's rotating. But play Zoroark while you can is basically what he said. It was great. This is a really cool deck, though. It has a 4-4 line of Zoroark GX, which is obviously like the best draw engine we have. For real, though. He's running 2 Seal and 2 Dewgong, which has this attack called Dual Blizzard on the Dewgong, which is a triple colorless cost, which is great because he's running 4 triple acceleration energy. You discard 2 energy, not a big deal, because you're going to have to discard the energy anyway.
You have to discard the whole triple energy
And it does
anyway.
60 to 2 of your opponent's Pokemon. Any 2, so that's, And then it's also running a 1-1 of the Persian GX line, which has a really cool ability, very splashable. Catwalk is its ability, which basically is like a Green's Exploration whenever you have a GX.
It's better. It's a teammates.
You're right, it is teammates. Oh, I miss teammates so much.
It's, teammates.
Although teammates was for so any any Pokemon got knocked out, right?
Yes,
and this has to be an EX or GX. Oh, teammates!
Yes,
good. You wouldn't take prizes because you're like, but then they'll teammates. So that's really cool. So when something gets knocked out, you can just get whatever you want. It's also running. This is the gem. This is the gem right here of the deck. Jiro is bothered so much because this costume, this is
the salt is real.
He ran a Naganadel GX 1-1 line with the Poipole, which he used for its GX attack.
We'll
Stinger
come back
GX.
To that in a second.
Should I not describe what it does?
Oh no!
Okay, this is awesome.
It.
So basically, the way this deck works is it starts kind of slow to build up. But then you play Stinger GX. Both players shuffle their prizes, and they both start, and then they both play 3 prizes. So it basically resets the prizes. So he knows that he's going to be losing the prize trade initially while he's setting all of his stuff up. Then he plays Naganadel GX, and he only has to KO 1 tag team, and he wins. It works.
Yes. Which is exactly what happened in that first game.
It's great. He's got the Ditto Prism Star because he's got a lot of 1-1 lines with some evolutions. And then he's also running an Alolan Muk for Power of Alchemy. Love that. Sad to see it go, to be honest. 2 Tapu Lele's, a Dedenne, a Mew, a Marshadow, and a... Well, this is kind of unexpected. 1 Giratina. Love my girl Tina.
Gotta do that.
You never know.
Gotta bench snipe. Gotta bench snipe.
Yeah, which, I mean, could pair well with the Dewgong, so there you go.
Exactly, yeah.
What I also loved is this
I
ran
wanna say,
just...
though, unrelated to this deck, though, I do want to say, Dedenne GX is amazing. Guys, if you have not gotten yourself a playset of 2, at least, 2 Dedenne GX at this point, do so before the
it
rotation.
It is the new...
They're already
it
expensive.
It is the new Shaman.
They're only going to get more expensive after the rotation. It is a magnificent card. Its Pokemon ability is great. When you play Dedenne from your hand to your bench, you may discard your hand and draw 6 new cards. It is basically a
Sycamore Light.
Sycamore. Yeah, a Sycamore without 1 less card, basically. So it's such a powerful dry engine, and it saved my butt more.
Although,
than
if
once,
you want a real Sycamore, play Miss Magius.
That is also.
Doesn't she only drop
anyway,
to 7?
Continue on.
Is it drop to 7? I thought you discarded your hand with it.
No, I think you just drop to 7. Mm. For a prize.
No, then it's better for sure, then.
You do,
and then it lets you
that.
Play Lucid Surge. That's why I like Miss Vegas.
Yeah, it does do that.
It does do that. Yep. That
and if you're
true.
Playing, yeah. And then it only ran 4 double colorless and 4 triple acceleration energy. There is no basic energy in this deck.
Nope.
Bold decision. No, a very whatsoever. Bold decision.
Well, there's like nothing it. To there's nothing to stop that right now.
Yeah. So in the first game, Pikachu was in the lead.
Well,
doing
it was
great,
basically
as
the
expected from
put it in the work, wasn't it?
I think so. I really don't remember. I think I was looking for Basket at that moment, and I encountered him, and the game was already on foot. And when I got a look at the game, he was already ahead. So I don't know exactly mm-hmm. how he got there. But he was winning. It was going well until so he was using Pikachu. Pikachu grabbed a few hits, but he was taking prizes. So it was all looking good until my friend Stefan played Naganadel GX, powered it up with triple acceleration because you only need 3, and played the GX attack, shuffling all the prizes. Because
he hadn't
3,
taken a single
and
prize
in the
yet.
Next 2, no single prizes, and then he just finished off the Pikachu and he won. He literally won that game by knocking out.
It was
one
amazing.
Pokemon.
I loved it.
It was not amazing.
It was
not amazing. I consider that cheating.
And Zoroark GX takes home the crown as it deserves.
And then in the second game,
poor
Pikachu did not
Emery,
draw
that second game.
Anything. Anything, just nothing. That deck just and let me tell you, I was just talking. It was funny because I was just talking to Linian and Oshawa that same day, Saturday night. I was saying the good thing about Pikachu is it is not as consistent as other decks, such as Zoroark, of course, because Zoroark is hard to compete.
I mean, trade, hello. Consistency. Like, what's going to be more consistent once you get a couple
of
them?
But it's still
a
consistent deck. But it's still a consistent deck. It is hard for you to brick on a Pikachu. And the poor guy bricked so hard at the finals. Like, his second game, he drew upon nothing that could save him. And he was just destroyed in that second game.
He did make the mistake
game,
of putting
so...
down a Pikachu that did nothing.
He
should have held
kept,
it in,
yeah.
in his hand.
Yep. Well, that's the thing about that deck. It's just, since the deck kind of like accelerates you to do that, that's where you're aiming for. It's hard to hold back the urge to play Pikachu because that's technically
that's
what
cost him
doing,
the game, though.
But it's not what you should be doing when the price exchange is not.
Especially with not that, like, you saw that, like, Ivanov took one card and won the game.
Exactly.
You're putting the one card down that lets him win the game.
Exactly. Yeah, he set himself once for failure. So,
it's
great
a good,
game on Stefan.
Cautionary
so
tale.
We're at
it's
it
a good
the
cautionary
whole thing.
Tale about tag
and
teams,
of course,
you got to be careful. You can't just put him down.
You can't.
Well,
no, you got
3 prizes.
Yeah, Naganadel's still going to be around too with the triple acceleration.
Oh God. Anyway,
it's flashable too.
So that's how that who won Zoroark Toolbox definitely won. If you guys are interested. I built that deck. I have that deck ready in my TCG, PTCGL. So, guys, if you want to join our stream, shameless plug, every Monday, sometimes Tuesday or other days, I stream every week. Come join us. We have a lot of fun. We party. We talk. We joke around. And we just have a blast.
You know what's interesting, though? There wasn't a single Reshazard in the top 8.
There wasn't. Which was actually very surprising,
it was
considering
out. It
that
was
the
like
tournament
there was in ninth place.
Was the winner.
There was one in ninth top 8, place. Which was so like unexpected.
It's a very large field, so it's hard to expect anything to come in. Especially the most popular deck that was probably hated out. It's what happened. Like, everyone was coming prepared for that. And
that's true. The bigger you are, the more prepped people will be.
And I think that's about it. And with that, we didn't actually announce it, but that was basically Dick of the Episode. Both Stefan Yvonne deck alongside with Emery Taylor's deck, Pikachu and Zoroark Toolbox for Dick of the Episode. Congratulations on your wins. And Pikachu, don't worry. I know you're going to get it next time.
It's going to be, Zoroark's rotating.
Bully you to submission.
There's no Zoroark to let take it.
It's retiring with the crown. What you going to do? What you gonna do?
Dang it! He's pulling a 10 little man on me.
Marshadow's just...
He's retiring when he still has the more wins. That's unfair.
Marshadow's ushering
also,
him out.
Also, fun fact, Stefan Ivanov won two North American International Challenges in a row with this, nice. Which is noteworthy.
Wow. So definitely say that he's going to Worlds. So see you in Worlds, Stefan, and hopefully you do good there. And I will be rooting for you this
he
time because
running
you won't
Zero
be able to do so. So now I can root for you. I love Sotorik, but it's the
Why
joke.
You hate?
Now, with that being said, that's the end of the show, guys. I hope you enjoyed it. Like I said, I really had a blast at PuckleCon. And I can't wait to see you all again next year. Until then, we have a lot more TCG, a lot more Pokemon events, and a lot more things to go through here in Puckle. If you like what you're listening here, please go ahead and join us at Puckle. Remember, this is not the only show. We have the flagship show every Monday with our fearless leader, Thash. We have the Battlecast, which our boy here, Sublime, manages.
I do not. No, I do not.
That's Seth Vilo.
Didn't you manage that?
That's Seth.
Oh, Seth Vilo.
Too many
does.
S's,
Sorry
right?
about that. Seth managed.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, all the S's.
Shamu. He's not here either, but...
Shout out to Seth Vilo.
Yeah, you're going to have to ban from now on if you're going to join Puckle. Try to keep the S names on a low. We have so many right now. We got Sublime, Sigma, yeah. Scrawn, Seth Vilo.
No, Scrawn changed his to a Z. It's fine.
Yeah, but it sounds the same.
Wow.
It sounds and it
the
used
same
to be
still.
With an S.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Try to get the S into the second letter, at
I
least.
I thought he changed it to Z because of Gen 7 with Z moves. I thought that was
so
the decision.
Too.
I thought he tried
we'll
to say
to
it was
him.
Always a Z.
We'll have to ask him.
Yeah. Anyway. also, if you can, join us on our social media. We got the Puckle Podcast Twitter account. Go ahead and join us there, as well as we have our Facebook group as well. And if you can, if you have the extra little dough, please feel free to join our Patreon. We have prices for Patreon members. We have extra episodes. We have so many things for those of you who can donate a little bit. Oh, by the way, PuckleCon, all the group activities that we did, that we included food and that everyone ate for free, that was provided thanks to our Patreons, because that's what that's there. Every cent put into the PuckleCon Patreon goes right back to the community. It's all for money spent on you guys. We don't get paid. We don't have a salary. Everything is to make our community better, because that's what Puckle is. It is the best community. And lastly, do not miss our Steam streams. Every week we got me on Mondays, Orange Avenger on Tuesdays, Thatch on both Wednesdays and Thursdays now, and we have more people coming to stream as well, so stay tuned for that. Anything else, guys? Am I missing something?
Gym no? leaders, if you're into the video game.
Ooh, yes,
Summer
League. Takeaway.
Summer League is currently happening. It is going for about another month, so be sure to come over to the Discord and collect your gym badges so you can get into the final tournament at the end of the summer, where you can win a copy of Sword and Shield. You have to collect 8 awesome. Badges, and it's on the video game cart only, Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon. Sublime's the gym leader.
I am now.
You can find him
Sorry
on Mondays.
About that, Lydia.
And with that, guys, thank you so much for everything. Love you all. You can already hear the sweet, sweet guitar in the background. It is closing time. See you next month.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.